Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Cairo International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by actor Fares Landolsi. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for the interview. Thank you.
And you're one of the talents who has been selected for this year's edition of the Arab Stars of Tomorrow. It's a great initiative that's organized by the festival. Well, how does that feel, actually, to have been selected for that?
It's so funny. It's a big pleasure because it's like a little reconnaissance. Someone who believes...
Acknowledgement.
Exactly, an acknowledgement. And yeah, I'm very happy to be here in Cairo Film Festival because everything is well organized, and I've met a lot of people around the world and who make cinema and make films, and just we discuss about that every day. So that's so funny. It's a big pleasure for me to be here.
Well, this is the first time that we meet, and I believe it's the first time that our listeners are introduced to you. And I thought about, when I thought about doing these interviews, I guessed that the best way to start them would have been with a very simple question about, in this case, acting. Do you have a personal definition for acting? What does acting mean to you?
Before us answering the question, I want to tell our listeners in Fred Radio that my English is very basic. I just started to speak English like 1 year ago. Acting for me is like a play. Like when I do acting, I'm like a child who play like in his favorite game, you know. And for me, yeah, it's a big challenge because it's I started like a game, and now I'm being like a professional, little bit, and acting for me is like it's to be another person in the same in the best moment, and to try to lie but truly.
Truly. That's an interesting phrase. You like to be in someone else's shoe would be another way to put
exactly.
it.
In someone else's shoes too. When I have a character to play, I always use the C, Magic C by Stanislavski. If I was that person, how I can do? So yeah, I like that method of Stanislavski. Yes.
Well, you brought up Stanislavski, so from that alone, I know that you studied acting as well, right?
Yes.
And you studied in Paris, is that correct?
I started in Tunisia because I was doing like amateur theater, like not professional theater, when I was a child. And just when I get my baccalaureate, I was directly in high school of theater, drama theater in Tunisia. And 2 years after, I was like telling myself I want to make big roles and to work in blockbuster films and things like that. So I have to move from Tunisia because it's a little country and it's a little domain. So I've done the free class of Florent, Les Cours Florent. It's the same thing like Actor Studio for New York. And I finished studying 2017. Mm. Yes.
And do you feel that studying improved your acting?
Of course, yes. I don't think that all the actors have to study to become actors, but acting class can help you, of course, to improve your level and to be malleable. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You do know English. What is?
I'm so surprised too.
Maybe you're acting the part of someone who knows English, and you're actually learning.
Exactly. Now I'm playing someone who's speaking English,
and you're doing it well. Because you mentioned Stanislavski. Well, what do you like about that method? It's a very particular method of acting.
He has said the phrase one time in his book, actor learning. Don't ne cherchez pas devant vous, cherchez dans l'autre qui est en train de vous. Yes, don't try to look for something inside you, but try to find it in front of you. When you are playing with a partner, for example, you don't have to prepare like something that you prepared at home and just came in the shooting and just you want to do it like obviously just the same thing. You have just to be open to the mood of the shooting and the day of the shooting and your partner, and to try to find something new. Yes, I believe on that.
All right. Well, I understand that you will be in a, you are in a drama that will be debuting on Netflix called Messiah. Well, can you tell me a little bit about that and your experience working?
A little bit, because I don't have the permission to talk about it, because next month we're gonna start the promotion, and I want to let the promotion for people who make it, who will do that. But it was a very big project for me, really, and till now it's still my very big project, because the level was high, professionally level, really, technician and all the artists. I'm very glad to be part of that casting, and it was a very good experience, important for me, because it push me like you are an actor and you have to work on it and you have to do your best, and I think that I've done my best. You will see the series and you will tell me more.
I will see. I'll come back next month and find out more about it. Well, in a program like this, and when films or dramas are screened all over the world with your face in it, with your presence in it, in a way you represent your country of origin, right? Do you feel like you are representing, in this drama, which is going to be very big, you know, Tunisia, in a sense?
Yes, of course I'm representing Tunisia all the time and everywhere, but when I was playing this character for Messiah, I'm not representing my country or me. I'm just defending like Palestinian refugees, because my character was Palestinian refugees, and that's so important, because Messiah put like focus on a lot of problems around the world, and especially Palestinian refugees. That's something very good, and something make me glad to do that job, and to if my job can permit to me to defend the peoples around the world. Yes, so I'm like a doctor. I love that mission. Yes.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a real pleasure talking with you, and I tell you that that was no problem at all, right? Wow. With the English.
So
you're ready to act in Hollywood films now.
Wow.
Thanks a lot, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.